We got some wonderful stories about temptations, and we might think that this is just really about trying to avoid different temptations in life, and there's certainly something good to be said about that. But fundamentally, I think what we're reminded of today is if you're gonna find a sense of peace, a sense of purpose, a sense of fulfillment in life, then you have to realize some sacred messages, some sacred images, you have to learn some special things. And these are things that we try to learn all our life. One of the first things that we learn in that first temptation in the gospel, it's about if you're hungry, just make these stones into bread. And the temptation, fundamental temptation that we face in life is that everything is about us and fulfilling our needs. I think when babies are born, sometimes they run a great risk of thinking that the whole world revolves around them. You know, because I'm just looking down here at Matt and Jamie, you got a little thing, and probably everybody wants to hold her, you know, and everybody wants to take care of her. And all she has to do is cry a little bit. One of the things that you can learn from that is, hey, I am pretty much the center of everything here. But one of the most important lessons that you have to teach her is that she is not the center of the world. The world does not revolve around her. And that's not a bad lesson. It's not a bad lesson. Because when we realize that the world doesn't revolve around us, but we're part of this great process of creation unfolding, that could be a really good thing. But let me tell you, sometimes to get to that point can be some very challenging times when all of a sudden you think the world ought to revolve around me, or things ought to go the way I want them to go, or it's about me and it's about finding all these things that will fulfill my needs. And that's a constant lesson. You know, you listen to older people, grandparents and all that, and they'll talk about some of their grandkids, and they love their grandkids, no doubt about that. But one of the things that we say is, you know, they've got everything, and it's not that things are bad, but you know, if you keep thinking that you're just going to get everything in the world, it's like, that's not too healthy. That's not too healthy. Because here's what you're trying to teach people. And here's what you're really going to try to teach little Addison there. And all of you who have your children here for First Communion. That life has to have an other-centeredness. That fundamentally, if at some point we don't orient our life toward others instead of just toward ourselves, life is going to be very, very difficult for us. In fact, what is it Mother Teresa would say? Unless life is lived for others, it has no meaning. That sounds pretty harsh, but it's really true. And you know what's interesting is when people have the chance to do something for others, to be there for others, to help others. You know, they oftentimes come away from that and they say, wow, that was really good. I was happy to do that. I found fulfillment in that. And oftentimes, think of all the times that we have, I see Dr. Elliott here, and you know, all the times that we've taken people down to Haiti and people come back, and it's almost like on the plane ride back, they're planning their next trip to go down there and help out, because it's like, it was the best thing in the world that happened to me. Because somehow, it didn't become about me, but became about others. That's the first lesson that you learn. And the second lesson is, you know, this thing we call the relationship with God, and really relationships with others, it's not really a 50-50 deal. We like to think 50-50 sounds great, doesn't it? You put in your part, I'll put in my part. Fair and square, you know? And we think that's the way it ought to be. And so one of the things that happens out of that is we get, sometimes it's like, I put in my 50%, so therefore I'm entitled to this, you know? And what we find out, and all of you who are parents, and I suspect all of you who are married, you know, we like to think, now in marriage is like a 50-50 proposition. I guess we could extend that to all kinds of other things, being a part of a community. It's like, it ought to be a fair deal. You know, I put in my 50% and you put in your 50%. But if you reflect upon your life as a married couple and your life as a parent, it's never really 50-50, is it? It's like people are giving everything. You're given 100%. It's like both people are giving 100%. And sometimes in life, we give more. Now, obviously, in a relationship, if one person is doing all the giving and one person is doing all the taking, then that relationship continues. That kind of has disaster written into it. But, you know, even for parents, even as you look at taking care of a young kid, it's not a 50-50 deal with a young kid. I mean, you guys are doing all the giving here, you know? She's just crying, you know? And you're doing all the giving, you know? And you know, you look at that and you say, but that's okay. That's okay, that's what you do. Or I think about people on the other end of life, when people are dying, and you know, people who have taken care of their parents or taken care of someone who's dying, that's an unequal thing too, isn't it? But we don't mind. It's like, because that's what you do. That's what you do when you love somebody. You're willing to do whatever it takes. And that's the very essence of a love relationship. And then the third great lesson is, boy, this is a big one. It's like you're not in control. And don't try to figure out how you can be in control. I mean, that's the whole point of the devil taking Jesus up there and showing him all the kingdoms of the world. And they said, this can be yours. And they can, you know, everything can bow down before you. All you have to do is worship me. And I realize we tend to want to be in control a lot. And we think that when we're in control and when we have power, that's going to do it. And you really hear that a lot from, you hear that from a lot of countries who say, you know, our security is going to be based upon all of our power. And we're just stronger. We're going to be stronger than anybody else. And we can make our presence known. And that way, you know, we'll have peace. And we'll know security in life. And if you look at that, even if you look at the history of nations over time, it's never worked out. It's never worked out. And in fact, what Jesus says, if you wanna know about power, then you have to be willing to give it away. It's, all those great things that just boggle the mind. If you want to gain your life, you got to lose it. If you want to find peace, you got to be willing to let go of all those things that you think are going to give you security. It doesn't make sense. You know, and that's why in the world there's so many temptations and why it's very hard to hear this. But you know, somebody like Julian of Norwich was one of the great spiritual women in the Catholic tradition. She said, all will be well. All manner of things will be well. Somebody paraphrased that by saying, in the end, it's all going to be okay. And if it's not okay now, it's not the end. Now, that takes a certain stance toward life. And to avoid the temptations that say, no, self-reliance and security and power, that's what will get you that. And we're coming along and saying, no, that's not going to do it. What's going to do it is when you can give your life over and allow yourself to be a part of a greater purpose. It sounds easy to say that, but extremely challenging to do. And so when we think about all these temptations, it's not like we deal with these temptations once and then it's all over with. No. We're going to be dealing with these temptations all of our life. You know, we're going to kind of do this dance, you know, saying, okay, how much, you know, how much do I have? What do I need? Am I getting too much for myself? Is my life being oriented toward others enough? It's like this dance that we're doing. And we're never completely one way or another. But the important thing is we got to be a part of the dance. That's what you're going to teach your daughter. That's what you're going to teach her about. And you're going to say, now, watch us do this dance. And godparents, you're going to say, watch us do this dance. Our grandparents, watch us do this dance. And if she has enough really good models for that, he's going to say, I think I got it. I think I understand. And that's where we all are. That's where we all are on this journey. So now, Matt and Jamie, you have...